You're listening to the NintendoFeed.com podcast with Josh and the Nintendo Feed team. Join us as we talk all things video games and all things Nintendo. Hello and welcome to the brand new Nintendo Feed podcast. I'm Josh Moorcroft-Jones and I'm your host today.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Right, does everyone want to give a short introduction to themselves? And...
Sure. I'm Daniel Godfrey and yeah, that's about it.
Yeah.
I'm Thomas Heath. I'm just some random 11-year-old kid from England on the call for no apparent reason.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Bailey from the UK as well. Just the 14-year-old who likes to play on my 3DS.
Don't we all?
Yeah.
Pretty
right,
much.
Okay. Let's get stuck in and take a look at the latest Nintendo news.
It's Nintendo news time on the Nintendo Feed podcast. Let's take a look at the latest Nintendo headlines.
Okay, so the new Zelda game, what do we think of that?
Definitely awesome. Love Zelda.
Yeah, I was a huge fan of A Link to the Past, so looks quite good, really.
I never played Link to the Past, to be honest, so...
I really should. I started playing Nintendo games when the Wii came out, because I'm obviously a bit younger, but...
Yeah.
I was so addicted, I even got myself a Game Boy Pocket, so... Yeah, I have never played The Link of the Past, consequently, but it looks really good, so I'm really excited for it. And they did a great job of Ocarina of Time.
They did. That was a brilliant port, wasn't it, to the 3DS,
yeah.
So... Yeah.
I wish I had some of the glitches in, though.
Yeah, that was a bit... But it is, the original is coming to the Wii U Virtual Console, isn't it, so...
Oh, great.
Awesome.
Yeah, I believe so.
Get to play it eventually.
Yeah. Right. Was there any other Nintendo news that everybody...
Maybe.
I did know down there was the new Mario Party game, which we don't know much about yet.
Yeah.
That looks good.
Yeah, it does look quite good.
Mario Party is just always awesome.
Oh yeah, you're a big fan of that, aren't you?
I've only ever played Mario Party, Wii. Was that a name of it? Can't remember. And I really love that one, so I think I might have to get the Mario Party game for
Was that number 9, was it on the Wii, I think?
I think
it was 8 and 9, so it might be neither. It's probably 9.
Yeah.
Eight and nine, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. I did enjoy the DS one, I think. Was that just called Mario Party DS?
Yeah, I remember playing that.
I never played that, but I haven't really played many games that people always talk about, but I pretend I played them.
Yeah, that one got me into the series, actually.
I remember playing Mario Party 4 on GameCube, like, years ago. That was...
I'm yet to try
that's my favourite Mario Party, to be honest.
Was it? I think I need to give that a try. It looks quite
good.
I think I tried the Game Boy version a while ago.
I had the Game Boy version, I think, yeah.
People seem to hate that for no apparent reason, and I love
it. It's a very good game. Very good game.
Yeah, I quite liked it.
Yeah.
Never played it.
Recurring theme, folks.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't know why I'm here when I've never really played many of these games.
Sure, we'll find some.
Yeah.
Right, there's the, we touched on it a minute ago, but the Wii U Virtual Console is now live.
I think that's great. I love the virtual console.
Yeah, I did. So it's very exciting to see that.
Yeah, since they dropped the support for most of the old games, it's good to see some of the originals coming back.
Yeah.
Re-released.
Yeah, I hope we get some GameCube games on it, though.
tall. Yeah. Like Luigi's Mansion.
Oh god, yeah, that would be brilliant to play again.
Never played it again. But I think... yeah, I really, like, when I was when I started liking Nintendo so much, I was like, I'm gonna get this game. I'm gonna get Luigi's Mansion. I'm gonna play it. Never did get it, but I at least got Mario Kart Double Dash, which is a start.
Yeah, that was good. I did enjoy that one. Not my favourite Mario Kart game, but still.
Yeah, the problem was that when I ordered it over eBay.
Yeah.
It came without the memory card, so I had to keep doing everything again every time I clicked on.
Oh god.
Yeah.
Don't trust eBay, folks.
No.
Yeah, I know.
And I once also ordered Pokemon Emerald and got Pokemon Leaf Green instead.
Bit of a difference, but you know.
Yes, slight difference.
At least they aren't the same generation.
At least it's still for Game Boy.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could have.
It was still a really good game.
At least you didn't get like Pokemon Chaos Black or something.
Oh god, yeah, there was another one called Orange Island or something like that.
Yeah, like Pokemon Naranja, and that was like Spanish.
Yeah, these
guys are. I had to go at one of the fake versions, and they're awful.
Well, yeah, I saw a YouTube video of Pokemon Creep Black, and I had nightmares for weeks.
They look really shoddy.
Just get an emulator and download the ROM and just find out how awful they are. You won't believe it. These people cannot make games.
Yeah,
I once tried to do a hacked version of Pokemon, but I couldn't install it. When I tried to run, when I ran it, it said, Curiosity killed the cat, and that all it said. I don't know why. I had no idea.
Oh wow.
Huh. That's weird.
Right, we've also got Miiverse, which that arrived on PC and smartphones. Has anyone
tried
that out yet?
No. I've tried the PC one and haven't really used it because I prefer using it on the gamepad.
There's no, you can't post or anything
out
yet.
Yeah, so it's a bit
pointless. It's a bit... It is good for browsing through, but not an awful lot happens on there, so it's a bit.
I can't wait until they release it for 3DS. That'll be better.
Oh, that'll be brilliant with 3DS communities and everything. That's going to be.
I'm definitely going to download that one.
I was really happy when they said they were going to put the Miiverse onto 3DS. That'd be great.
It would be. I think they should allow users who don't own a Wii U to make an account on the 3DS version, so you kind of...
Yeah, they're definitely shown.
Yeah, they need to do that.
That would be helpful, because I don't have a Wii U.
Yeah.
And I still don't have enough to get one, so...
It'll be good to get involved in...
Stuff.
Yeah. Right, a piece of recent news about... I don't know if you saw it on the website, but the Sonic game is coming to the 3DS
either. Yeah.
That looks quite good.
I never really liked Sonic, but
you know, I was about to say that.
I once played a Sonic game for GameCube, and I also had to go on what was it? The one where there's
Oh,
I think I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I was a little bit disturbed because I was a bit younger and it was rated 12.
Yeah.
And my friend showed me it, and I was ever so slightly disturbed.
Yeah, I don't really like the modern Sonic games.
The old ones are a lot better. Yeah. My favourite was Sonic Advance, the game.
Oh, I liked that, yeah.
I also saw a Creepypasta video called Sonic.exe. That was creepy. Why are we watching Creepypasta videos?
I don't know.
Oh, gosh.
Because they kind of pull you in.
Kids, don't watch Creepypasta videos.
I played Sonic Rush for DS and that just put me off Sonic. The water bits were just so frustrating.
Oh god, yeah, I remember that one.
My favourite Sonic game was Sonic Advance 2 Battle, I think it was.
Never tried that.
I spent like the entire time just messing around in the KO Garden. You know what I mean? The thing. I can't pronounce it right. How do you pronounce it?
I'm sitting here pretending I know what you all mean.
I had the first Sonic Advance for Game Boy, and that was good.
Yeah. Yeah, I had that one, but I never tried the second, so I should hunt that down.
I don't think they were very popular in Europe.
No, they weren't. Sonic's kind of dying a little bit.
I first heard of Sonic when it, from the Dino, actually, because it was a competition, Win Sonic. Was it like, you know, the sort of medieval one?
Oh, the Sonic and the Black Knight, I think.
Yeah, Sonic and the Black Knight. Yeah, apparently that's terrible.
Never played that because
all my
friends
said it was good.
Okay, that is terrible.
I actually did enjoy a little bit Sonic Heroes.
Yeah, that... I never got past, like...
I played the arcade version of Sonic Heroes before. Or was it just a little preview in a shop? I can't remember, but I think I actually quite liked that. Yeah, I think I played the arcade version. I quite liked that.
I didn't actually have it on the GameCube. I had it on my original Xbox.
I had it on PS2.
Did you? Yeah.
Yeah. I never got past the first area because I was about 6.
Yeah, I think I was quite young at the time. It's like the game I got with my Xbox and just sat and played it loads and loads, but I didn't really get very far.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Is there any other news headlines that's excited you?
Not particularly.
Not recently, there haven't been a huge amount.
Yeah.
I haven't really been brushing up on my Nintendo news. I haven't really been reading official Nintendo magazine much recently. I know.
Is the new issue out of that yet, actually? I haven't.
I think so. I think it came out like yesterday or something.
I'm still reading the Animal Crossing New Leaf over and over again in the other one.
It's torture.
I have a whole stack of old magazines and I'm just reading them over and over again.
Yeah.
Yeah, I actually have them all. I can't bring myself to throw them all away.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, one of my friends gave me one, which is when Pokemon Mystery Dungeon Explorers of Sky it didn't even come out. That was a really old one.
Yeah.
I quite enjoyed that. It was just full of Pokemon stuff, and I used to be absolutely addicted to Pokemon.
Same here.
Still
yeah.
On.
First side was first Mario, obviously. Stereotypical Nintendo fan, and then it was Pokemon. And now I'm not really so much on on Nintendo anymore. Minecraft's taken over my life. Stop.
No. Stop Minecraft.
A bit of a problem for me too.
It's a bit of a problem for everyone.
Yeah, but I'm sure you all know what my favourite game series of all time is.
No comment.
I won't say it again.
Same goes for me, I guess.
Yeah. Right, let's on to games we've been playing.
Adventure games. Platformers. Puzzle titles. RPGs. What have we been playing this month?
Donkey Kong Country Returns 3D!
Woo.
Yes, I've been playing that one, and I have been quite enjoying it.
I haven't.
I didn't even know it was out.
There's another game
I haven't even been playing.
It isn't out till May the 24th, is it? I got it surprisingly quite early.
Really?
Yeah, I've been quite enjoying that, actually.
I've been playing Animal Crossing.
Have you been back to Wild World?
I got that. Oh, my sister got that for Wii when I was a bit younger. We never really played on it much, but we thought it was all amazing because we were too new to the internet thing.
I never really liked the Wii one that much.
No, that's my least favourite. I wasn't too keen on it.
Yeah. Wild World's definitely the best.
Yeah, that's my favourite. Hopefully.
I also had a go on that before.
I don't know if it's just because it's portable.
Yeah, it feels
and
right
that's,
to play
that's just Animal Crossing is just a portable series. You just take it anywhere.
Yeah, me and my sister used to stare at the screen and just gaze and wonder that the world was completely circular and you can actually walk upside down.
That's what I thought the first time I played it. I was like, what is this?
Like, the background, it's always...
Yeah, it's all round. No. it's not
and normal. We also laughed every time we didn't save. One of the biggest mistakes a Nintendo gamer can make, not saving on Animal Crossing.
I remember the first time I played, I thought it automatically saved, but I was super right.
Yeah, by an evil mole.
Yeah, but hey, you can disable him apparently in New Leaf.
Yeah, but who wants to do that? It's fun.
Yeah, I don't think
who wants to disable him? He will not be killed off.
They said that disable him because apparently it made children upset.
Yeah, children got upset by Rosetta.
Mm.
Well, I don't blame them.
Is just evil, and little kids are scared of him.
I never found that thing. Apparently in Let's Go to the City, apparently you could go in the city and there was like a little I never found that.
I found it once, and it's really useful because you get a silver shovel.
Oh, do you?
And I can't remember what you do with it because I haven't played the game for ages.
No, I think I actually, when I had some, I ended up doing that, you know, the cheat where you get loads and loads of money by changing the date.
Yeah.
So I've just got like a ridiculous amount of money on that.
I hated in the game when in Let's Go to the City where you wouldn't play it for like a month and then you wake up and your hair was different. That just really annoyed me.
That was really weird. And you'd have to go to the But if you had a good haircut that you liked,
That you just got rid of it. Gone. Yeah.
Is that present in New Leaf?
I hope not.
Yeah, I'm kind of hoping. I don't think it's
It is, but
no.
Then again, the grassware got in.
I never really noticed the hair changing.
Yeah, it was after not playing it for a good while.
Yeah, got a bed head.
Yeah.
I think that's what the game called it.
It was, I think, wasn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right, I've also been playing Fire Emblem Awakening. Has anyone else been playing that?
The only Fire Emblem game I've ever played was the one for Game Boy Advance, because I got that on the Ambassador Program.
Yeah.
And I hated it, because it was really slow, and there was just cutscenes everywhere.
I was pretty much the same until Awakening, but Awakening's a bit better.
Hmm.
I've only ever played the demo of Awakening, and that's it.
Yeah, I don't really want to put much time into it, because I don't feel like it's going anywhere. It's just so much story.
Yeah, that's one of the problems with it.
That it just, I just don't.
Was on the forums of Nintendo, official Nintendo magazine, and I posted that I didn't like Fire Emblem for Game Boy Advance, and everyone sent me hate comments.
Yeah. Oh god, I haven't been on there in quite a good while.
Neither have I.
Yeah.
Too much other random stuff to do.
Yeah. Same here. Ah, right. Okay. Pokemon Mystery Dungeon, that's another one I've been playing, because I don't think that's out yet, is it?
No.
I'm actually very excited for that, because I'm a huge Pokemon fan. And
I would be excited for it, but they took out all, like, 90% of the Pokemon, so it just depressed me.
It all seems a bit... I'm a bit confused by it from what I've played so far.
I was actually very touched by the storyline of most of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, they are quite... This one's got quite a strong storyline, actually. I won't give it away, because I don't know if I'm allowed to.
No, don't do spoilers!
Yeah, I don't think I can give spoilers away. But it is... All I knew was I was a Tepig flying from the sky 1 minute.
I chose Pikachu because that was the only non-Generation 5 Pokemon in there.
I always choose Tepig because I love fire Pokemon.
Fair enough.
Oh no, I haven't been brushing up my Pokemon recently. What's the second generation stars Pokemon that has fire? What's that one called again?
Cyndaquil.
Yeah,
Cyndaquil. I think I was a Cyndaquil.
Can you even be that? They took it out of the new one.
Actually, yeah, I think I was a Riolu. Yeah, I was a Riolu.
I didn't really look at them much. I just chose Tepig.
Yeah, at the end, I'm sure I can give spoilers out because it's such an old game now. When they like sent you to the evolving place, you can like evolve all your party Pokemon, and then I was so disappointed when they said you can't evolve because you've been with transdimensional stuff.
Yeah,
I'm like, no, but I want to be a Lucario. What are you talking about?
Can I tell you a piece of information?
Go on.
Lucario is my least favourite Pokemon ever.
Really? Even my most favourite.
I just don't like it.
For whatever
reason.
It's not really.
Yeah. My favourite Snorlax, if that counts. I don't know why.
Pokemon I hate Geodude. It just annoys me like how he's always there.
Yeah,
I really hated it because my very first Pokemon game I ever played was Heart Gold, and my sister played Soul Silver. And I don't know why, but since we were so immature, we called our very first Geodude Mega Butt.
Why not?
Because it was round. Because hashtag YOLO, I'm going to get slapped for that now, aren't I?
Yeah.
I'm going to slap you across the internet.
Yeah, I hope there's someone behind you ready to slap you.
first Pokemon game I played was Pokemon Yellow in Portuguese, because why not? My relatives brought it back from holiday and they didn't realise it was Portuguese.
Oh god.
And I couldn't
easy
even,
mistake to make.
I couldn't even get out of Oak's lab, so there you go.
Well, my first and favourite Pokemon game is Gold and Silver.
Yeah. I preferred Hot Gold and Hot Silver.
I still haven't played Emerald, and I've been wanting to play that for quite a long time now.
Neither
I mean, I played first generation, second generation, kind of. I've played third generation Leaf Green, fourth generation, and fifth generation. But I really want to do the actual proper
third
generation that isn't Leaf Green.
I love Hoenn. Hoenn's like my favourite ever. Maybe. I always say that about everything. It's probably not true.
I got excited for the new Pokemon game.
X and Y, that's going to be interesting to see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's speculated to be, like, based on Paris, but I don't know. Speculation.
There's meant to be some more news revealed about that in a couple of days, actually.
Yeah, I saw that.
Should be interesting. I wonder if they'll add any new types. I kind of hope they don't, because it'll just annoy me.
I don't like them adding new types.
Yeah, after second generation, they just... No, don't add any more types, because it'll get confusing. There's too many Pokemon to, like, go back and change types of now, it'll just... Yeah.
I mean, some of the new Pokemon are getting a bit ridiculous. Wasn't the one based on a trash can in Black and White?
everyone hated, you remember, Vanillite?
The
ice cream one. And it was, like, one of my favourites.
They're just really running out of ideas, I think, aren't they?
Yeah.
It was pretty funny.
New Mew 3. Because I think that looks awful. they turn something awful, awesome, into something awful.
True.
I may have to check Serbi.net to see if there's any more Pokemon we've missed.
There's a Deoxys event going on, if anyone's interested. I haven't got
any Deoxys form.
According to Cerebe, there is Deoxys event going on
right
now.
Well, there's a brand new Mewtwo form, isn't there?
Really?
I'm pretty sure they talked about that.
Oh, wow.
Just checking the website. Pokemon listings. Not really much here.
There's a new random Eevee. The Sylveon, whatever you call it.
There's an awakened Mewtwo. Right here.
That's weird.
I'm not sure why they decided to make a brand new form of Mewtwo after all these generations.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
I know.
Five generations have gone past and they decided to do it now.
I don't really like the idea of doing that, because I think he was kind of...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't make sense.
I think new forms are really only for, like, follow-up games, like Black and White 2. I think new forms are only for them.
Yeah.
Haven't completed Black and White 2. I saw no reason to really go on and do it, because...
I think I completed it.
I can't remember. If I completed, you mean just complete the game, then I did. But if you mean the Pokédex, no.
I never complete the Pokédex.
I really want to.
That's totally legit.
Just a waste of time.
Yeah.
I've got to, like, 400, and then just stopped because...
There's a load of Pokémon you can't even catch.
Yeah, so
I wish there was a Pokemon game where you could catch every Pokemon without any event.
Yeah,
thing.
A lot to be traded and everything, that annoys me.
Yeah, they really should just make a game with every region ever, because, like, every Pokemon fan in existence just wants that game. So they should just do it and get loads of money.
the ultimate Pokemon game.
Yeah. I remember seeing somewhere...
Me and my friends were thinking about that a few years ago. We thought it could be called something like Pokemon Rainbow or something.
I remember seeing that, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, people before the Pokemon X and Y was announced, people were gonna, like, Pokemon Rainbow is going to be announced, it's gonna feature every region ever.
Well, before when Black and White 2 was released, people were saying it was Pokemon Grey. I guess Nintendo heard and thought, let's trick them.
Yes.
My friend also sent me a link to a YouTube video which is Pokemon Grey, and basically it was just exactly the same game except with different camera angles. And I was like, nope, that's definitely hacks. And he's like, no, it's real! And it was hacked.
People tell me loads of stuff's real. I remember years and years ago when people used to tell me at school that, like, oh, did you know that if you use the move Splash in water, it's a one-hit KO? No.
There's always these people who, even if you're friends, they always lie about things. I mean, one of my friends said that he had a level 179 Magikarp, and it did, and it had a thing called Splash Extra, which kills all fire-type Pokemon. That was when I was a Pokemon noob.
Yeah.
And I actually believed him. When I realised he can only get up to a level 100.
Someone once told me this massive rumour about Animal Crossing where you could... If you like shot Gulliver down 100 times, he'd ask you to go to the moon and you could live on the moon, and there was a special moon fruit that sold for like 5 million bells. And I actually believe him at that time, because no one's ever going to shoot Gulliver down 100 times, can't even do it once, so.
No, I've never done it.
It's really... He goes by too fast.
Yeah, there's... No, even when I see like a little present in the sky, I never get to shoot it down.
Either that or you shoot it down when it's above a river and it just falls into a river.
Oh god, that's annoying.
Yeah.
I'm really bad at fishing in Animal Crossing as well.
I've gotten better since I started, I'll tell you that.
I think Nintendo are very good at making fishing quite nice in their games, unlike other games.
They're very good. They're very good fishing.
Especially Zelda. Zelda's very good with fishing.
Yeah, they should make.
I liked how there was the danger music every time you caught a fish. Actually, it was actually nothing dangerous.
Yeah.
Ooh, tense! I've got a fish.
It's going to kill you.
One game I really didn't enjoy is I reviewed it a little while back. Legend of the River King.
That game.
Based on fishing, and I really just didn't enjoy that.
I actually kind of liked that.
Did you?
Yeah.
I just.
The Harvest Moon, but with no farming and 100% fishing instead.
Yeah, I've been playing far too much Harvest Moon.
Who hasn't?
Never played Harvest Moon!
Yay!
Bye.
Recurring joke, folks.
Get your PDS on now and download it.
You should get Harvest Moon DS. Everyone.
Even better, Farmville.
No.
We don't play Facebook
games.
Here.
What are you talking about? Facebook?
What is this? I've also been playing a lot of games on the Wii U Virtual Console.
Yeah.
As we touched earlier. Super Mario Land. Wow.
First time I've ever played Punch-Out, and I failed on the first level.
Can't stand it.
Rage quitted.
I've never played Punch-Out.
Don't. That's one word there. I just can't stand Punch-Out.
I really wanted to get F-Zero, but it isn't released yet.
Oh, on the 3DS Virtual Console.
No, it was for the... Isn't it for Wii U? It's coming for Wii U, I think. F-Zero.
Hasn't that been... It was on the... What's it called? What's it called? The promotion?
The 30p...
Ambassador Program.
Yeah, the 30p one. Whatever that
is. Yeah, it's been out for a couple of months, I think.
Has it? Yeah. Oh, well, I've got that, yeah.
I never really
got very far with it. I'm not overly keen.
Mm.
I want to be shot down.
I also got Balloon Fight, both of course from the Ambassador Program and for Wii U. And I'm just addicted to Balloon Fight. Balloon Fight is just awesome.
It is good. I like what's the little Balloon Fight mini game in Nintendo Land?
Oh yeah.
Oh, that one. Yeah, I quite like that.
I enjoyed that. That was good.
Yeah, when I first got my Wii U, me and my dad were just playing. It all the time.
I did a lot of that with the Donkey Kong one. I really enjoyed that.
Oh, the Donkey Kong really one difficult. Is so addictive and difficult and
nothing like Donkey Kong,
interesting.
But really good.
Yeah, it's nothing to do with Donkey Kong apart from it looks kind of like the original.
Yeah, and it has Kong music.
Does. I really like the way it looks. Actually, it's
Stop Skyping me. And there's people Skyping me all the time.
Yeah. Speaking of Wii titles, picked up Wii Music the other day.
Oh yeah.
Music.
Yeah, Wii Music.
I love that game. I never really knew what the point in
anything.
The whole game.
Not anything. Yeah. The one where you just randomly play music and it's endless.
It was quite dazzling throughout, really. I never really knew what I was doing, but it was fun.
The best part.
Yeah, that was also before I played Legend of Zelda, and I unlocked the Legend of Zelda theme, and like, no idea what this is, I'm gonna play it anyway.
I like the guy, the tutor guy, because it's like, The same.
Oh, he was awesome.
The same person that's on Wii Party, and that's the best game ever.
Ah, the note people. I love them.
They're like really creepily awesome. And it's...
Yeah, I never really actually did it properly. So, yeah. We might just randomly shake the remote.
Yeah.
Yeah, as I said, but the thing is, I got Wii Music at the same time as Let's Go to the City, so I didn't spend much time on it.
Did you get a Wii Speak with the Let's Go to the City? That was something different.
I opted out of that. I thought, do I need this?
I got it and then used it once.
Was it any good?
No.
What did he even do with it?
You could talk to people online. It was basically like Skype.
Yeah.
Which is this.
I'm not sure that was exactly brilliant for younger kids, though.
It was a bit...
Because
yeah.
It was just...
Everyone...
I mean, yes, you could opt out of it, but people could talk to you.
People could still use it to, like...
Yeah.
Talk to you, even if you didn't want them to.
Yeah, it was...
So,
it was a bit of a good idea, I suppose, but it was...
Yeah, but not really.
They should only really do voice chat and stuff if you really, really are confident that you're not going to be trolled.
Yeah.
Which... most games you probably are, so
yeah. I hate going on games like Team Fortress 2 and there's little 5-year-old kids screaming
yeah.
at people and saying you're so annoying and start swearing, and I'm thinking, aren't you a bit young to be saying that sort of stuff?
Even I don't swear.
Yeah, first person shooters, they're not me.
No,
far from it.
I do quite like them, but it's always the little kids online who ruin it.
Team Fortress 2 is hilarious because
I used to play
I used to play it with a friend, and I controlled moving around and he would control the mouse.
I love
PyroVision. So got anything.
That's multiplayer to the max there.
Yeah. Co-op.
Yeah.
Just inventing co-op where there isn't co-op.
Yeah, no, just putting it in. Yeah.
I loved it. I love it so much. I just keep on repeating Meet the Pyro over and over again because it's so hilarious.
Yeah.
I do.
Also hats.
Hats.
Oh, yeah.
Apparently there's a Portal 2 one that my friend and
I... Portal 2's amazing.
Yeah.
Portal 2.
On,
and we're
one.
Doing a Nintendo podcast and we're kind of edging away from Nintendo
yeah,
now.
I'm going to bring that in there. Like, we need that on Wii U.
Yeah, definitely.
When I can't
Valve
stop
actually,
it.
Valve actually was talking about liking the Wii U a while ago. But as we all know, Valve don't make 3, so we'll never see Portal 3 anyway.
I don't think Portal 3 would be very good. I completed Portal 2 and I thought, no, this doesn't need a sequel.
Portal 2 was awesome. The co-op
was... Yeah, it was pretty much
fantastic.
Indefinite. It was like the end... It seemed like the end of Portal in a way. Just,
yeah, I don't think it... I don't think it could have a sequel. What would the storyline be?
Yeah. Because she basically she gets out anyway. That was a massive spoiler, sorry.
It's been out a while.
Yeah.
I apologise, everyone.
Yeah, it's been out a good while.
Yes. They released DLC for it a while back.
They did, yeah. I never got around to trying that.
That was pretty good. They should
release
more.
I also played the original Portal, which of course wasn't as good, but still really good.
Never played it.
No, I.
And I always knew about the meme, "The cake is a lie." Never really knew what it meant, except it was in Portal. And then when it got to that bit, like goodbye. Oh, that's what it means.
Yeah.
I mean, I love how there's a sign with a cake and then an arrow, and then when you actually get there, there's a furnace.
Yeah.
Did I just spoil the whole game?
Probably.
Yeah. Hey, this is a Nintendo podcast. I'm sure nobody knows what Portal is.
Yeah.
Maybe coming soon to Wii. Probably
yeah,
not.
Yeah, we shouldn't say that. not confirmed.
Said maybe.
Yeah.
So. Yeah.
Review games. What's everybody been reviewing?
My Fall 3D. Yeah. And also Cats and Dogs, Pets and Play. I'm sorry I haven't reviewed that.
All
it's
courtesy
just...
of Trevor Entertainment.
Trevor Entertainment made me cry.
You were the loader there.
Apologies to Trevor Entertainment.
If you're listening, Trevor, you make beautiful games.
Yes.
My Fall 3D was actually pretty good for a horse game. Of course, it wasn't exactly brilliant, but I originally gave it an 8 out of 10.
Yeah.
Because I just thought, I don't really think, oh, this is not Mario, it's not good. I always think, it's a horse, genre.
Yeah, that's the right thing.
Is it good for a horse genre? It has a horse in it, I think it's alright.
Yeah. How far can you go with a horse game?
Not very.
Yeah, and Cats and Dogs, Pets and Play, since I haven't reviewed it, I'll just say a little snippet. it's basically Nintendogs with less features. And also, there was a bit of an odd feature, which is if your pet gets ill, you have to inject it.
Really?
Yeah.
Can you put
that? My pet didn't get ill though, and I don't know. It is a kids' game, but it would probably be rated 12 for violence.
You can put your pet down.
It was like the exact same for the one that I remember. I think it was Pet's Paradise, was it?
Yeah.
It was like just Nintendo clone with cats and pointless stuff in it.
Yeah, they all seem very similar, don't they, these Trevor Entertainment
Yeah,
games.
I know.
Strangely.
The lols, I named my dog Your Face, and then at the beginning, I chose my character, said, "I'm so glad I've got Your Face, we'll have such a good time together."
Oh man.
And I was just howling with laughter.
It's always fun doing that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was...
It was quite funny at the beginning too, because it said, if you name your pet something bad, then we will name it something different.
Really?
So,
assume that means if you...
Yeah, I bet if you do that, I'll just name it like Mittens, even if it's a dog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It'd be really annoying.
Or Spot, or something.
I wonder how many people actually buy these games.
Two, I think.
Probably no one.
Yeah. Because like, if you think...
Only the little girls.
But I can't
who,
imagine the little
girls really
buy games off the shop.
No. Though then again, that's kind of stereotypical.
Yeah.
Stop Skyping me! Yes! Someone just said, "Are you still talking to Nintendo Feed?" And I said, "Yes!"
So what's your talk about?
I've been reviewing Pikdun 2.
Oh, you have, haven't you? Your review should be live this weekend, would I say?
Maybe yep.
By the time this podcast comes out.
We've already seen it.
Spoilers.
Pikdun 2 is just a weird misrepresented game. The advertising is awful.
The original was quite well received though, wasn't it?
Yeah, but...
And I reviewed, this is a long time ago, Dot Runner, which was meant to be sort of like a sort of sequel in a way to Pikdun, and I really hated it.
What I don't understand is how the people who made Pikdun, how they went from like these little fairy creatures into some boobified women.
Yeah.
How did that happen?
I don't even know what you're talking about. Never heard of Pikdun.
It came out this week on the eShop.
Yeah, it's Pikdun probably 2. Going to be massively overlooked, which can only be.
I thought it would be good because isn't it just kind of like Picross but in a dungeon?
I think.
That's
why I picked the original up, like, thinking.
I was really tempted to get the original one because Picross, everyone.
Yeah, Picross.
I've never played Picross. Yes, another game I've never played.
Sorry, I think
this
we're gonna have to put,
really
you,
seems to be,
put you into that pets game and put you down.
Whoa.
I'm laughing so much.
Pikdun. Yeah, that's acceptable.
Pick something.
Yeah.
That's all it needs now.
Yeah, but it is really, yeah. You've got your review of Mario's Picross, haven't you, coming up?
Yeah, soon.
Yeah,
It's Japanese, so that's interesting.
That's putting me off a bit.
Can't read anything.
Yeah, I've been thinking about picking it up, but it's putting me off a bit, the fact that it's in Japanese.
Yeah, it's a bit weird. But, at least we get a chance to play it.
Yeah.
It's not like it's like text-based RPG or anything,
yeah,
so
yeah,
I suppose.
Yeah, it's not too hard to work out. I enjoyed Picross 3D on the DS.
I never got that. I got Picross DS.
Yeah, there was like a sequel. It was weird.
Yeah.
It had like...
Yeah, I remember seeing
3D
that.
Sort of...
You had to rotate the thing and it was kind of not really that Picross.
It wasn't. It was a bit different, but...
yeah, it was...
So I was quite...
Yeah, 3D Picross.
I was quite pleased.
I saw the front cover and there was a picture of Mario. I thought, oh, it's Mario, is it? Or is that just some sort of thing where you just try and knock the blocks out
of
Mario?
Yeah, Nintendo have been doing, haven't they? They've been like cramming Mario puzzles into all their puzzle games. And
yeah.
Zelda one.
Because
well,
sell,
yeah, like
I saw him when R4 cards were still legal. One of my sister's friends.
No, I don't know. Keep quiet.
One of my sister's friends got Tetris for DS for free. And
for free?
Or like, sorry. Yeah, for free, because yeah, with our four cards, you just get the game for free. Well, that's why it became illegal.
Not surprised.
Yeah, it's kind of
yeah, you basically plugged it into your DS, and then suddenly you could download all these games. I mean, my other friend had one, and basically he got Pokemon Pokemon Diamond, and he got it for free, and he could put cheats on and stuff, and then it crashed.
Yeah.
He's not exactly brilliant at looking after his games. He just, I think he dropped it and it broke into pieces.
Yeah, a friend of mine had, I didn't, but a friend did, had Animal Crossing Wild World on their R4. And because the game file, obviously the save got so big after time, they'd load it up and it'd just keep crashing.
Sounds like mine. My normal copy of it.
That's the problem with the actual cartridges, isn't it? The save file game.
Yeah, it might be.
Yeah, another friend of mine, there's a lot of people who have R4 cards. Or did have R4 cards. He had Bomberman. I remember doing a LAN party with that. That was really fun.
I do love Bomberman.
I didn't know it was illegal though.
Yeah. the R4 was good for homebrew applications. I had a game called DS Craft on it.
Oh, it's like Minecraft on DS.
Oh yeah, I once got home.
I never realised how bad it was at the time, but now if I look back at it, it really was.
Yeah. I wanted to get that, but I didn't have an R4 card.
The render distance was just appalling.
I got homebrew for Wii and Revolution, and I downloaded the hacks for Mario Kart Wii, and I really enjoyed it. I mean, there was 150
levels. So you're one of those
levels.
Trolls we see online on Mario Kart Wii that you've just been flying
through
the sky.
Well, problem is, I left my Mario Kart Wii disc on a table and it got scratched. And anyway, I didn't have those hacks. I only had the tracks.
One time I was playing Mario Kart 7 online, and me and this friend sat next to each other, and we were both playing on the same track, and everyone apart from us, for some reason, just started flying everywhere, and we had no clue what was going on. We kind of figured it out that for some reason they were racing on a different track.
Oh, that could be a...
Because they were like racing around what looked like Waluigi Pinball.
Okay, apologies for close, goodbye. I absolutely hate Waluigi to fill anyone in there.
Yeah, I noticed.
Waluigi is awesome. I can't believe they made Mario Kart 7 without Waluigi.
I'm really surprised.
How dare you?
If the Waluigi map comes up on Mario Kart, then I have to turn off my console in rage and throw it across the room.
And buy a new one.
Because I just hate Waluigi. His spiny sort of posture.
He's never really been in any games though, has he?
Thank goodness.
He just suddenly appeared in Mario Kart and like, oh, it's Waluigi, never heard of him.
Yeah.
He's only revealing spin-offs, like Mario Tennis and Kart and everything.
I hope
Mario
he's not in the new
thing.
Mario Golf.
He is.
Is he?
Yeah, he was in one of the trailers.
Oh, goodness.
You're not getting that game anymore.
No, I was looking forward to that game.
I don't see what the fun is in Mario Golf, but okay.
I really love Mario Golf.
Yeah.
The game.
The online communities that they're putting in the new one look good.
Yeah, yeah.
Community game night coming up.
Yeah.
Hopefully a little more.
Hopefully it'll be more successful than Mario Golf.
If anyone remembers that one, it was just.
There was me, Daniel, Josh and some random guy.
Your friend Daniel.
My friend.
So that was pretty much.
And he was only there because I probably invited him in real life, so.
He had to pay him to come on.
Yeah, that was successful.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh well. Be more successful eventually.
Right, on to reader feedback now.
It's time for reader feedback. Let's take a look at your questions.
There is none.
Yeah, that is a small problem, but it's the first podcast. So,
true.
Yeah.
We kind of want you to send us your questions for the next one and we will answer them.
Yes, please.
Send us your questions or we will find you in the night and we'll kill you.
Yeah, that's
the
worst way to put it, but that's what you've got to do.
That's...
You can send them as an email, you can send them to me, it's josh@nintendofeed.com, on our Twitter, which recently hit 500 followers.
Hooray!
That's at Minty Feet.
Happy jingle.
On our Facebook, which is quite far off 500 likes.
maybe 50.
Yeah, 50, you were about there. Facebook.com/Nintendo Feed, go and show it some love. And send us your questions in.
You can also send them to my Twitter account if you feel the need.
At SkyLuigi2 as well, don't forget that. Oh, and Bailey's, is it? At...
I can't actually remember.
Bailey's.
Don't send them to...
Right.
It's, yeah, something.
Okay, competition time now. We've got a...
Well, hooray!
It's competition time. Let's take a look at what awesome prizes we've got for you this month. Good luck!
We have a very exciting competition, courtesy of Two Tribes. Does anyone know what Two Tribes are famous for?
Tokitori 2!
Yeah.
Never heard of the game, but it says on the...
It does, yeah. The plan, yeah. We have two European and two North American copies of Tokitori 2 to give away. And what will happen is you just enter the form, which will be on the post with this podcast. Just look out for that. And you will have to enter a special code word. What's our special code word going to be?
Lololololololol.
There could be some confusion with that.
Yeah. Let's say... I'm trying to think.
This is the competition code.
Not very original. Something out of Tokitori 2? I haven't actually played that much of it, if I'm honest.
I haven't either.
Bird.
What's that?
Bird.
Bird. Should we go for...
Yellow bird thing.
Bird.
Should we go for bird? Is everyone...
Yeah,
bird
sure.
Bird is the code.
So, everyone.
Yeah, there you go.
Code is bird, everyone.
Bird.
Bird.
Bird, if you hadn't worked that out.
You can put a 1 into the I instead. Just to make it a bit more snazzy.
No, do not.
Bird is spelled properly.
We're just going to have all these, like... People entering in the
Someone's
code,
gonna...
I am confused.
Someone's just going to put lololol.
Yeah, okay, we'll accept lololol. If you get the right amount of L's and the right amount of O's.
Good luck, Tom.
Have fun.
Yeah.
Have fun trying to guess the L's.
Yeah.
And O's.
You can try and slow down the podcast if you like.
That's 5 L's.
You know, I hope someone actually does that now. Please, someone, if you're listening, do that.
We'll instantly choose
It'll
you
make
as the
my
winner.
Day.
We won't, but...
You'll win every 4 copies
of
the game.
Yeah, 4 copies. In case you... Even if you're living in Europe, you'll have 2 North American codes as
Yay.
Well.
I bet there's only going to be about 2 European entrants and 2 North American ones.
Hey, we've got to be optimistic about this.
It's going to be like 2 billion, what are you talking about?
It is a good prize, though.
Of course
it is a very good prize.
Yeah. Even though I've never played Tokitori.
I've never played Tokitori.
I liked the Game Boy one, but Tokitori 2... Yeah, it was good, but not me.
I might get the 3DS Virtual Console one.
Good. I liked that.
The Game Boy one.
They changed it too much in Tokitori 2. It's less like it was in the original.
I'm just face-palming my way all the way through this, because I've never played any of this game. I'm just wasting my life on Minecraft.
Yeah.
What is wrong with me?
I play a bit too much Minecraft, but hey, we need that on Wii U.
I think you need to go to, like, Minecraft Anonymous.
You need to go and... Everyone, go and spam Notch's Twitter and say, put Minecraft on Wii U, do it now.
I think Notch has, like, a whole team running his Twitter, doesn't he? He makes that much money, I'd imagine.
Probably. I don't think Notch even does anything on the game anymore.
He doesn't, it's all on...
Jeb, or whatever it's called.
Jeb. Since, Notch stopped producing the game, everything's gone a bit downhill, but...
Yeah, that's what...
I mean, why are they making it where if you attack a zombie, it makes more reinforcements, but let's not talk about Minecraft, this is Nintendo.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
People listening won't even know what Minecraft is. They're trying to... searching on Google right now, what is Minecraft?
What is Minecraft? I learned about Minecraft while I was on Work Experience, which was at Game, everyone. Thanks for asking.
Yeah, he was the,
a thing at Game.
That sounds quite fun, actually.
It really was, because I went there with 2 friends who followed me into Game and decided to ask for Work Experience at the same time. And there was these other 2 people from a different school at that point, so...
don't know what.
It's really fun.
I'm really depressed that game has gone into administration. I mean, there was a game where locally, and now it's been shut down, and now it's only in some other place in of like 10 miles away from me.
Yeah, our game.
So, and we don't really want to drive all the way there just to get a game from game.
Yeah, I do like going in there.
Thankfully, you can now download the game, so.
It's the only place where I get street passes, so.
It is, yeah.
I used to go in there every day to get street pass.
Just like walking around outside.
And I come out.
The only place in the UK where you can get street passes.
It is,
yeah. Yeah, it was all right at the beginning, and now nobody really does street pass anymore. A bit like nobody really uses their AR.
I was at McDonald's the other week, and I got so excited when I hit a street pass.
Yeah, you told me about that.
I was charging my DS in my house, and I got a street pass, even though no one.
Yeah, that's happened a couple of times. It's like the same person every time, though, so it's not really that interesting.
Just got some person. Yeah, I am. Every day.
Yeah,
it's weird because I have no idea who they are, but I keep getting street pass. I'm looking outside my window to see if I can see them.
Yeah, you're just running out with your
guy.
It's just like.
The game shopkeeper became like one of my best soldiers on Street Pass Quest.
Yeah. Oh, it's kind of funny. One of my friends, we've met so many times that the counter stopped counting.
Really?
Yeah, my friend's guess actually crashed.
It stops counting 99, so we kind of had to start game note. start counting ourselves. So, you know. I really wish it didn't.
Well,
and
the first
it
one I
counted.
Had was actually, I have a normal 3DS, and when the 3DS XL came out, I had a review console from Nintendo.
Yeah.
And that was first Street Pass.
Wow.
That console. And I think I put the name as Bob or something. So I've just got this guy called Bob with like the generic me on there.
The first one I got was a relative who lives in London, and he came up.
Yeah.
And one weekend, and he had his 3DS, so he street passed, and then he sold it like the week after, so.
I can't remember if my first street pass was from my friend or game store. Probably the game store, but. Yeah, everyone else was bringing their 3DSs to school, and afterwards they all street pass each other. That was a long time ago. And I never brought my 3DS to school, I thought I'd lose it.
Talked about Nintendo at school, what school do you...
Can I come to your school?
What?
Can I come and talk?
Yeah, everyone at my school just talks about Call of Duty all day.
Last time I heard the word Nintendo at my school was like, what's that Wii thing that they...
Yeah. Oh, Nintendo's full kids.
Yeah,
while I was playing Super Mario Brothers Wii, everyone else was playing Grand Theft Auto.
Both good games, to be fair.
Never played Grand Theft Auto. Someone just kicks me.
I actually quite enjoyed it. I'm hoping we get GTA 5 on Wii U, which they have said is possible.
I think there was GTA 4 on the iPad, and my mum downloaded it to see what it was like, and it was terrible. I had to go, and it was terrible.
The iPad version, probably.
Yeah.
And then somebody say that number 5 wasn't coming to the Wii U?
Someone on 4chan has 4chan. Posted today. Yeah.
Great.
It's on a bunch of Nintendo news websites, so
I saw it on Twitter like everywhere a couple of days ago. So I don't know.
Yeah, I wouldn't be too upset, but we do need a lot more software on Wii U to bring it to people.
Yeah, we need more third-party stuff.
Yeah, we do. I mean, there's all these games that people love on the other consoles, like Halo. They
I
never come to
be
stuff
Halo
like
on Wii U.
No.
I would be kind of surprised. No, I'd be like extremely surprised.
Yeah, okay, if Mr. Bill Gates had sort of a mental breakdown and goes, "Hey,
I like the Wii U.
Let's put Halo on it."
Yay! And then he'd probably get locked away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mentally insane.
Yeah, it's not gonna happen, is it?
No.
I need to put, remember when I did my very first article on Nintendo Feed. I had done other articles before, but that was before I thought you'd all rejected me because we didn't come into contact.
Yeah, it was
anyway,
with the email.
Yeah, I was actually a writer back in the Nintendo Fans Online.
Was,
days.
Yeah,
but anyway,
me too.
I remember putting on my very first Nintendo feed article that they should add Slender to the Wii U.
Oh,
and
yeah,
then they made Slender the Arrival. And then I saw PewDiePie play it, and I was really disappointed. I mean, it was terrifying, but really short. And the story was rubbish.
Because you saw PewDiePie play it.
PewDiePie.
I hate that guy.
Yeah, I'm finished the same.
Me and my sister forced my dad to play Slender.
Wow.
He was actually all right with it, but he said don't play it because it's scary.
The only I've come into contact with Slender is on Little Big Planet, and that was hilariously bad.
Is he on Little Big Planet?
Slender Man is on Little Big Planet.
People made terrible levels about it. It was terrible.
Well, a game that...
games like Happy Wheels are just spammed with Slender.
Yeah, they really
I don't
are.
Like Happy Wheels. I don't like Flash games.
How dare you?
I don't
you?
Like Flash games.
Flash games are right now.
Happy Wheels is the king of Flash games.
No,
but
Snailyard.
Then again, I have to agree that most Flash games are terrible.
Snailyard. Mm-hmm. No one's got any idea what I'm talking about, by the way. Huh. There's a game called Snailyard, and it is amazing.
I was once on a random Flash games website when I was a bit younger, and it was this Mario first person shooter, and like all the Koopas had rifles, then Mario and Luigi started sniping all the Koopas. And I was like, this is fun, but of course, Nintendo would never accept that.
Tries like Super Mario 18 plus version. Everyone's just running.
It would ruin it, really, wouldn't it?
It really would, and I don't even know why I said that.
Yeah. If Mario was an 18, wow.
No.
No, just no.
No. No Nintendo.
Don't give in to Sony.
Ignore us, Nintendo. Don't listen.
Well,
they're listening.
Probably.
Miyamoto's totally listening to this podcast.
Yeah, that's what he does. He
listens to,
Yeah, you heard that here, Miyamoto reads Nintendo Feed, everybody.
Yeah. Totally.
I've not seen him commenting on all the posts.
Yeah.
Along with Fake.
Definitely, it's definitely him.
Fake Iwata's Twitter account is just...
Oh, God.
Laughs everywhere.
Yeah.
I love how people always comment on Chuck Norris YouTube videos, and they make a Chuck Norris account. I'm like, this is getting old now.
Yeah.
Or not Chuck
Norris.
Norris
got old,
shut
like,
up.
Yeah.
Chuck Norris jokes got old ages ago.
Yeah.
But this is a Nintendo podcast, so I don't know what I'm talking about.
Why are we suddenly getting off topic?
A real tangent. I think this happens.
It's
stay on topic.
It's a podcast, that's kind of what
I think
happens,
it always happens, does it, on podcasts?
Yeah, totally.
Right, well, I think...
podcast.
I think that's the podcast coming to a close.
Oh.
Hopefully. Please make it stop.
We can all go and sleep for a month and we'll be back.
Yes.
We'll wake up in a month's time and record another one.
Yeah, sure.
So be sure to head over to the website, nintendofeed.com, if you haven't already. You should have. Follow us on Twitter.
Yeah, probably would if you're hearing this.
Nintyfeed. And of course on Facebook, as we mentioned before, facebook.com/nintendofeed.
Yeah.
And I think that is it for May's Nintendo Feed podcast. Thank you for listening.
Yep.
Goodbye.
Bye.
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 Thank you for listening to the podcast. Be sure to tune in next month for more Nintendo discussion. Head over to nintendofeed.com. Follow us on Twitter @NintyFeed. And be sure to give us a like on Facebook. Goodbye.